Have you ever watched someone transform a simple conversation with a stranger into an electric connection? That seemingly magical ability to captivate, engage, and create instant chemistry isn't some innate talent. It's a learnable skill. Conversation mastery isn't just about knowing what to say. It's about understanding the psychology behind human connection. When you grasp these principles, you'll find yourself naturally drawing people in, creating memorable impressions, and building genuine relationships that extend far beyond surface-level interactions. Before worrying about what to say, focus on how you think. Your internal beliefs shape every interaction. Taking responsibility means stopping the blame game and asking, "What could I have done differently?" when conversations falter, rather than making excuses. The need for external validation kills authentic connection. Most people approach conversations trying to get something, approval or acceptance, creating needy energy others can sense. When you believe I am enough, your conversations shift from seeking approval to expressing yourself genuinely, including respectful disagreement. Purpose is magnetic. Without it, you'll make others your entire focus, making genuine connection impossible. When you're living a purposeful life, building something meaningful, or pursuing ambitious goals, people become wonderful additions rather than the center of your existence. Assume positive interest until proven otherwise. Most people won't directly tell you they're interested. This assumption leads to more confident approaches and naturally increases your chances of success. Your reality often reflects your beliefs. When you assume positive outcomes, you take more action and ultimately succeed more often. The biggest hurdle isn't finding the perfect opening line. It's overcoming the fear of starting a conversation. When you spot someone interesting, excuses flood your mind. Shift your perspective on risk. The discomfort of approaching lasts moments, while not approaching means missing potentially amazing connections. Your first impression matters more than your words. Avoid common mistakes, talking too fast, making anxious movements, and appearing either too serious or overly goofy. Instead, slow your speech, move deliberately, and aim for a slight, confident smile. After introducing yourself, ask, "What are you up to?" This reveals their situation and allows you to adjust accordingly. If they're busy, acknowledge it while expressing interest in connecting later. If they have time, engage in conversation before suggesting further connection. Remember, your opening line matters far less than your confidence in delivering it. A simple introduction delivered with genuine confidence will outperform any clever line spoken with uncertainty. Flirting bridges friendly conversation and romantic possibility. The crucial element is intent, communicating like someone who knows what they want rather than hesitating. This means strong eye contact, slightly slower speech, genuine smiles, and embracing thoughts like, "We are mutually attracted," instead of, "I hope they like me." Effective flirting requires subtlety, playfulness, and positioning yourself as the prize. Imply interest rather than stating it directly. Make observations that show appreciation while maintaining mystery. Use playfulness to navigate social tests with humor instead of defensiveness. When someone says, "I bet you say that to everyone," respond with, "You caught me." Usually people don't notice, though, instead of trying to prove yourself. Teasing creates emotional spikes that transform polite conversation into exciting interaction. Effective techniques include absurdifying, making topics playfully ridiculous, creating inside jokes, and playful challenging, while balancing with meaningful conversation. Nonverbal communication speaks louder than words. Master eye contact using the triangle gaze, eyes to mouth and back, and bedroom eyes, slightly lowered eyelids with warm expression. Maintain comfortable proximity. Sit beside rather than across from someone, speak closer in loud venues, and face them directly. Use appropriate touch strategically to create connection without overstepping boundaries. Small talk is like treading water. You're staying afloat, but not going anywhere. While necessary as a social starter, it prevents meaningful connection. The solution isn't memorizing clever lines, but learning how to get others to open up through strategic questioning and authentic listening. To create genuine connection, weave emotional topics into conversation rather than sticking to bland subjects. 5 key areas create authentic bonds: meaningful experiences, dreams, joy-creating activities, deep-seated passions, and core motivations. When people discuss experiences they love, they associate those positive feelings with you. Most conversations never venture beyond surface-level exchanges. Instead of asking, "What do you do?" discover the why behind choices with questions like, "What inspired you to pursue that path?" This creates a pattern interrupt and shows genuine curiosity about who someone is, not just what they do. Pay attention to rising energy levels when discussing passions. Use those moments to go deeper rather than changing topics. Share your own relevant experiences when appropriate, but keep the focus primarily on drawing out their story. This creates the foundation for authentic connection. When attention turns to you, avoid common pitfalls. Focusing on dry facts, telling disorganized stories, failing to convey attractive qualities naturally, and oversharing. Your goal is to briefly intrigue before redirecting the conversation to shared interests. Master the art of intrigue through strategic communication. Replace mundane descriptions with interesting angles. Instead of, "I'm an accountant," say, "I help small business owners achieve their dreams, but on weekends I'm training for my first marathon." Create curiosity gaps by mentioning interesting aspects without fully explaining them. Every captivating story needs 4 components: a hook with vivid details, development that builds tension, an emotional turning point, and a resolution offering meaningful reflection about growth or lessons learned. Tell stories as if reliving them. Use present tense, dynamic vocal tonality, and strategic pauses. Incorporate the listener through questions and relatable elements. Paint scenes with specific details rather than generalizations. When you highlight your values and experiences with this structure, your stories will create genuine intrigue without seeming self-centered. The most magnetic quality in conversations isn't wit or charm, it's genuine appreciation for others. Aim to learn 3 meaningful things about someone in every conversation, focusing on emotions, passions, and perspectives. Notice subtle cues and follow up with questions that demonstrate curiosity. People instinctively sense authentic appreciation. Those who genuinely value others earn trust quickly because they appear to have no ulterior motives and value uniqueness. This appreciation shows in remembering conversation details and showing interest without expectation. These skills transform connections across all contexts, from networking entrepreneurs to travelers forming bonds despite language barriers, creating deeper relationships everywhere. The journey from awkward conversations to captivating connections involves becoming someone who naturally attracts others through genuine confidence and curiosity. This transformation becomes visible in improved posture, authentic smiles, stronger eye contact, and natural vocal authority. Every master was once a beginner. Start with simple interactions before tackling more complex social situations. Track progress, celebrate small wins, and learn from each exchange. Your transformation begins with your very next hello.